In addition to the book, I think you are probably among a relatively small group of pioneers using internet radio. You have been hosting a show for 3 years. You've recently done a live broadcast. I believe that was probably your first. Tell us a little bit about how that is working. I mean, probably wouldn't have stuck with it for 3 years if that wasn't. But how does that enter into the mix of marketing your brand, marketing yourself, engaging new clients?
Well, as a self-proclaimed chic entrepreneur, I do try and stay up with some of the trends of what's going on in business. And, you know, not the trends that are the here today, gone tomorrow. But when I saw what was going on with internet radio, I realized it was here today and only going to grow tomorrow. So jumped on board with the show relatively early, and it's been a lot of fun. People love to come on. I've had the opportunity to interview some really amazing folks, people that probably never would have returned my phone call had I just kind of cold call dialed them up. But we're quite happy to, I mean, I think the furthest guest we had come in was from Australia, so it doesn't get much further than that. Just really amazing people have come into the studio and shared their story with me and with our listeners, and it's been a lot of fun. And yes, taking I learned from one of my other hosts in the same studio, Stone Payton over here, has been doing some live broadcasts and decided to give it a try myself. Pink Magazine had contacted the studio and asked if we wanted to cover their live event. It was this Monday, and they had about 400 women there, and we were happy to have the Chic Perspectives there to do some interviews live with women right at the event, and got some terrific feedback. I've already heard from a couple other women conferences that want us to bring the Chic Perspective show to their event. So
that's cool.
Make that a regular thing. It was a lot of fun.
Alan's ears are perking up. He wants to go set up and be there, don't you? He's nodding his head.
Yeah, the world changes, and it changes at a rapid pace.
Well, I want to hear more about this live broadcasting stuff. So you had people that were exhibitors and people that were attending this trade show come into a Chic Entrepreneur booth, and you asked them about their business and about the show?
Yes. So we had the booth set up, not quite as extensive of what we've got going on here in the studio today, but sort of a dumbed-down mini version of it, a couple of microphones, and we had women that, as they were coming in, you know, we said, would you like to come on the air live with Elizabeth for a quick interview? And of course, you know, everybody was clamoring for the opportunity. So we had them fill out a little information on themselves, and they sat down. I actually have this really cool high heel chair. It's a leopard print high heel chair that I picked up in Little Five. It's kind of crazy, but
you didn't buy
brought
it,
that
Gilbert?
Along. No. It's probably a little out of the, yeah, that would fall more into the 20s and more trendy than grown up. But the grown ups got a kick out of it too. Yeah. We had people on that, you know, worked for, you know, banks like Morgan Stanley, Smith Barney, MetLife. We had somebody on from the Intercontinental Hotel Buckhead, which is where the event was held. Best Buy, big companies, as well as female entrepreneurs who owned, we had a couple retailers and some other service providers. So it was a good mix, good demographic. And as you know, everybody's happy to share their story. And we got to meet them and hear their chic perspective, ask them to share words of wisdom and advice with other women entrepreneurs. And it's a lot of fun. You can see all the videos and pictures on my Facebook page, which is Facebook, The Chic Entrepreneur.
Excellent. So just give me some comparison, some scaling. At a typical event like that, how many quality contacts would you have made by traditional means, standing in the proverbial trade booth waiting for somebody to walk by, versus what you came away with from inviting them to do a brief interview with you on internet radio? I mean, I think I knew the number, but you tell me.
Yeah, it was a dramatic difference. And that's actually why we're meeting with some other strategic partners around getting behind it from a sponsorship standpoint, because it's almost more leads than a small company like mine can digest in a week's time, right? I mean, a whole fishbowl full of business cards from people that want to find out more, are eager to share all their information with you, and want to hear back from you. It's kind of a lead generation dream.
I've never come back with a fishbowl full. I've been lucky to come back with one or two, and they were being polite and giving me their card at the trade show.
Well, you've never had Elizabeth running a radio show out of your booth before.
My paradigms are shifting as we speak.